This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, it's good. My beginning of my first full week where I'm no longer an employee by Fox News. But let me give you a few messages that people have said. Mark, I love you, brother. This is on Twitter. Give me a follow. Big fan. That's what the guy says. His thing is big fan. My son was falsely accused for sexual assault by another student at Middlebury. After 6 months of pure hell, tens of thousands spent on lawyers, the case was dismissed. Because of an exhaustive investigation, there was nothing that supported her allegation. Thanks for speaking out. Thousands of men are being falsely accused every year. Here's another one. This is from L. Blake Nelson. Women with a modicum of intelligence are not offended by your statement. I agree with you, L. We believe in what you said and hope to continue following your post. Thank you for inspiring us these past few years. That was from D. Axelhander. Ann said, please keep fighting, Kevin. I wish I could speak out on all of this. I'm a teacher and try to keep politics out of my little world. I've always respected your opinion and agreed with it. I'm so bummed to not see you on Fox anymore. Keep fighting for us. I shall. And the dark hates the light, Kevin. Keep spreading the truth. That was Roger. Anyway, thanks all. I've got hundreds. I'm just looking here. At least I've got hundreds of these that came from you guys and after, you know, hearing about me getting fired by Fox. And the reason why I keep saying fired by Fox is because I want you to understand that I'm not intimidated by saying that. I don't feel bad. It isn't like, God, he sucks so bad they fired him. No, they found my comment reprehensible when I called this, you know, some liberal women lying skanks, as if that doesn't exist. They found it reprehensible. And I realize that language offends some people. So do when I talk about the idea that I will absolutely kick your butt if you get in my face and try to make me feel the way you feel. You want to have a conversation and we talk about, you know, our politics? I'm cool with that. You threaten me and think I'm going to back away? Forget about it. Some people are offended by that. Let me explain. Just in case there's some new folks, and there obviously are because we keep growing the show, but I don't care. Be offended. There are things you do that probably offend me. I just grin and bear it. You know, as long as it isn't at me, you know, in other words, if your offense is not at me, but I find your behavior a little bit boorish or whatever, I can get over that. That's a fact of life. My little son, my youngest son, he will say things and do things that make me go, jeez. Oh, but you know what I think? I think to myself, I did it at his age or, you know, yeah, I wouldn't do that as an adult. Everything's in perspective. But no, we got to be offended and we want to do something about it. Somebody got to be fired. I didn't like a word. And worse than that is these weak-kneed sissy people that call themselves conservatives, Republicans, whatever, that are nowhere near it, aren't willing to fight for you. They aren't even willing to fight for themselves. I mean, think about that. You know, the reason why I call those women that is because that's what they are, number one. And number two, I'm not going to go down having the world look at men. And in the history of men, they're going to be looking back at my life going, yeah, well, that Kevin Jackson, you know, right now they go, he's a pretty good guy. And in a 100 years or 200 years, they're going, all these men sucked and that Kevin Jackson, he was the worst. Why? Why? Because the political correct nature of things, look, we are all human beings. End of story. I don't care where your genitalia is. I don't care whether it's inside, outside. I don't care whether you got two sets. It doesn't matter to me. But don't try to make yourself different. You can be a human being with whatever normality or deformity you have. I still think of you as a human being. And that's it. And I will evaluate you. I will judge you. Now, and I don't mean that in a critical way. But I'm going to look at what you are, what you bring to the equation, as they say. And that's it. And if you're, coming from a kid who was a liar, I will tell you, that's not a good thing to be. Because in the long run, it'll end up messing it up for you. You could lie on other people. When I got a call from Fox and the first thing they said to me was, Kevin, tell me you didn't do this tweet. I could have said, that's one of my admins. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry they did that. And, we'll remove it or whatever. I didn't say that. I went, yes, I did. Absolutely, I did. Now, I promise you, I know people who would have covered it, who would have been like, no, I didn't do that. No, take responsibility. And the cake hit the fan. I'm not going to go into more detail around that because it doesn't really matter. But the point is, what do you stand for? I mean, what if you can't be trusted with people, and when you get asked a question or when the cake hits the fan, if your team can't believe in you, and if you're not willing to stand up for something, then what good are you? I'm glad you guys sent these messages. There's so many. I'd love to read them all and get to them, but there's so many. But I will tell you this. One thing that we've come to the conclusion of as a team is that we're going to leverage the folks that enjoy what we do. We're going to leverage you because I never want to be hostage to Fox. I don't want to be hostage to any sponsors. I want my team, the people that love our work, I want you to say, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. And look, we're not out driving Ferraris. We're not out living in palatial mansions. We're just people out here trying to make a living. And, not to get all, Lord, I was born a trap. Was a gambling man or traveling man? Trying to make a living and doing the best I can. But, that's what the team is. We're just, we're just doing the best we can. But I'm telling you, I'm witnessing these things and saying to myself, I no longer want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something that I can say what I want, do what I want, and not worry about it. One of my buddies, we were talking about Joe Rogan, and his show, he sells out 20,000 seat comedy shows and things like this. No representation, nothing. He goes on to the radio show. We're going to be here. Boom, they go. He gets 20,000 people in a venue with no promoter, no nothing. And I thought, and it's a buddy of mine. He's a big time Hollywood guy. One of the few guys in Hollywood who is a conservative, a staunch conservative. And he said to me, Kevin, I see you going there. And it was funny. It was so refreshing because he literally is a dude that is so bright. It's so crazy. And he says to me, Kevin, you are that guy. This is one of the smartest, most clever guys I know. And he tells me all the time, man, you have got it. We just got to get it figured out. So we are trying to figure it out. And I think we will. I think we'll have it figured out very shortly. So don't cry for me, Argentina. I don't give a crap about Fox. They don't define me or you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you guys hear this? This is so funny. Oh my God. CBS is reportedly close to purchasing the television rights to disgraced FBI Director James Comey's autobiography, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. And they plan to make the bestseller into a miniseries. CBS, they just fired their head dude because he's like a sexual abuser. Why don't you wait until you get a new president and you rethink bringing a book that's called A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership of a man who probably was going to go to prison? I'm just saying. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Holy cow. What do these people try to sell us on? James Comey, he's above reproach. He's a stellar individual. I remember when Comey was FBI, he's just an amazing guy. You just wouldn't believe how straight-laced James Comey is, which told me right there he's crooked. The more you sell me on this clown, the more I know he's crooked. He's Comey the clown. Crooked as a day is long. Unbelievable. Really? Here's what they say. If CBS seals the deal, and it's expected to, Alex Kurtzman, Shane Salerno, and Heather Caden are likely to sign on as executive producers, according to Hollywood Insider publication Deadline. I don't even know who those people are. Okay. Billy Ray, who adapted Captain Phillips for the big screen, is slated to pen the screenplay. Ray will also executive produce. It's not clear where the series will finally air. Oh, I have a hint for you. Nowhere. It could be a made-for-television event or air on one of CBS's online subscription networks. Or who will play James Comey? I don't know why that even – it looks like it's out of place for who wrote this article. They say, Comey, of course, authored the memoir after being fired from the FBI by President Donald Trump earlier this year. Comey claimed to have recorded meetings with Trump in which the president expressed frustration with a special counsel investigation to whether Trump's campaign had ties to Russian officials. By the way, now that we're back onto that subject, where are the tapes? Everybody's got tapes on Donald Trump, except they don't appear. Tom Arnold. Yeah, there's tapes out there with Donald Trump using the N-word. Okay, where are they? Were they with Snoop Dogg? Because that would be the only place Trump would use the N-word. Where are the tapes of Donald Trump talking about paying off all these skanks, you know, that are out there supposedly, these bimbos that are supposed to be in his past? Let me tell you something about billionaires. They don't have to make excuses about women. Look, sorry to break your hearts of the people that are out there listening that hate Donald Trump, but if you're a billionaire and you're dating somebody, believe me when I tell you, they got no story. They're dating you because you're a billionaire. And Trump, you know, when in his younger years, their people thought he's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy worth billions. You think that women didn't want to date him? What, do you think he had to give them Rohypnol? Give them a Quaalude? Had to, hold them down, do a Mike Tyson? Invite him over at 3 o'clock in the morning and have his way with him. Donald Trump could get practically any woman he met. They were throwing themselves at him, and these people want to make it appear as though there's some sort of bimbo alert for him. Oh, it's when he was married. Let me tell you something. If Donald Trump, billionaire, married billionaires, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I'm saying if he could marry a chick and say, okay, I'm marrying you, I love you, but I'm gonna have affairs, and there'd be women go, it's okay, it's okay. They can set them up, fly them on their jets, get invited to, you know what, look at Bill Clinton and going to Orgy Island half his life. He lived out there. They got a suite with his name on it. Bill Clinton, can they move the Clinton Library over to Epstein's Island if you don't mind me? I'm just saying, you know. I did not build my presidential library on Orgy Island. What are all these books here, Bill? Oh, my gosh. So Comey was supposed to have some tapes on Trump. Where are they? Not Manafort. Cohen had tapes on Trump. Somebody from a Celebrity Apprentice had tapes on Trump. Omarosa had tapes on the Trump staff. And where is that? Where is all of that? Where's Trump? Oh, still president? I talked about this the other day. I was going to talk about it during that show, but we didn't get a chance to. But I went to look to see what's Comey doing. And he's got a picture in front of the monument there, you know, with the four dudes, Washington. I mean, what's it called? Y'all know what I'm talking about. He says, here's what he tweeted. Enjoy today's visit, an inspiring reminder that we must always emerge stronger from hard times. And he's standing in front of the... what's it called? You know what I'm talking about, with all the people, the four presidents there. That's where he's at. And then prior to that, that was on, what day was that? I can barely see this. Let's see. Okay. So then the next one, it was on September 11th, 9/11. Here's what he wrote. I'm just saying, Comey disappeared. We're talking about, we're almost at the end of September here. And Comey, with everything that's broken, the Peter Strzok text and all that. And here's Comey visiting the Mount Rushmore. I knew I'd get it out in a minute. And I don't know, I don't have the date on that. But prior to that, September 11th was when he tweeted. He says, heavy heart today for many reasons, including the 9/11 first responders continue to pay the ultimate price for service that day. Please know you and your families have the thanks and prayers of a grateful nation. September 11. Prior to that, September 3rd. To keep any great nation up to a standard of civilization, there must be enough superior characters to hold the balance of power. But the very moment the balance of power gets into the hands of the second-rate men and women, a decline of that nation is inevitable. It's a quote from C.D. Larson. That's what he quoted on September the 3rd. A quote from somebody else. James has no original thoughts because he's a friggin' leftist. Then he says this on September the 1st. G.W.B. on McCain. He was motivated by a vision of America carried ever forward and ever upward. On the strength of its principles, as a carrier of enduring human aspirations, as an advocate for the oppressed, as a defender of the peace, as a promise unwavering, undimmed, unequal. So he's quoting George Bush on September the 1st. I guess that was John McCain's funeral. Then August 27, John McCain's final statement is what genuine American leadership sounds like. Then August 19th. So here's what I'm saying. August 19th, 27th. Then September 1st, September 3rd, September 11th, and September whatever when he was in front of Mount Rushmore. That's it. Didn't say a word about Stroke's text. Where's our spiritual guidance that he was giving us about God, you know, and hanging in there and all that? Let me tell you what. James Comey, I hope he's filling out his bucket list because he's in big trouble. And I'm going to enjoy this. But this idea that he's going to get a movie deal. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you guys something. This deal will not happen. I don't know if it's being orchestrated. Somebody wants to just see him get some funding so he can have money for his legal defense. But you're not going to see a special about James Comey based on his book. You may see one about him going to prison and how he was complicit in trying to pull a coup in America. But you're not going to see anybody talk about higher loyalty. Not from that clown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today in Philadelphia, President Trump delivered remarks at the National Electrical Contractors Association. The president discussed manufacturing jobs.
New manufacturing jobs since the election, and that number very shortly will be up, David, to 640,000.
And if you remember, the past administration said those are jobs that you're not going to be adding.
You're going to need a magic wand. Do you remember that magic wand? There was no magic wand. It's good policy and other things. We're in the midst of a manufacturing renaissance.
The FBI is continuing their investigation into the sexual harassment allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the floor.
The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
6-year-old British school children are taught to write same-sex love letters. That's a tweet from a friend of mine. "Your Prince Henry," said the teacher, "you're going to tell Thomas why it's a brilliant idea for him to marry you." 6-year-olds. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. This is what they want to teach kids. Yeah, look, kids will figure out their sexuality. I'm convinced of this. Now, here's what the left will argue, that the earlier the kid understands that I'm gay, the less likely that this kid is going to feel the pressure of it all. And that it'll lessen the load of it down the road. And I don't know whether it will or it won't. But here's what I'll tell you. There was, up until the point where I hit puberty, I really didn't think about boys and girls. I didn't. I think most of you would say the same thing. It was, we were all kids playing together. And then you hit puberty, and suddenly you start to see the differences. And by the way, that's the natural order of things. At that point, you can start teaching sexuality, and you should. Because the body is changing, the mind is changing, there's a lot of hormonal changes, and the kid's going, I don't know what's going on here. I've had four sons hit puberty. And the talk was, okay, here's what's going through your body. When you used to hang around little girls, it was no big deal. Now you're going to hang around little girls, and it's going to feel different. Now, if you're a good parent, and you happen to have a child who's gay, and you would say, make that comment, you would say, now, do you have anything to say, son or daughter? And they would go, well, Dad, I don't really, I mean, I've gone through puberty, but I don't feel that way about guys, you know, girls. I feel that way about guys. And you would go, okay, well, let's explore that. And then you, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I know people, oh my God, he's gay. No. You know, my brother, I have a nephew, he's gay. I have multiples, but I have one who's gay. And my brother, and I, one time we posted something from my nephew's picture on Facebook, and people were like, he's gay. And I remember thinking, he ain't gay. And sure enough, he was gay. So touche to you who recognized it. Whoever's gaydar was working really well. You nailed it. Two of my nephews. One's a absolutely stunning dancer and a physical specimen beyond belief. This dude's body is to die for. Okay. And then my other nephew is a really good musician, and he's gay. And so he's my brother's only son alive. One of his sons died. And we were talking about my nephew, and my brother says, well, looks like I ain't getting no grandkids. That was his lament. was he wasn't getting any grandkids. And it's true. Not any by blood, anyway. Unless something weird happens. But, you know, I don't know when they figured it out or had to talk or whatever, but we didn't freak out and everybody, oh, here he gay, oh, no, you know, and we didn't, my brother wasn't the, you know, part of ridicule or anything like that. It was just, okay, well, I didn't realize it, but yeah. And I told him, I went, yeah, it's funny, somebody called it on my Facebook page when I posted something about him, you know, and that was the end of it. So you can have the talk, but the leftists want to just, they want to circumvent you. They want to circumvent nature. They don't care. They just want to do what they do. And they always think they're right about it.
Well, dude, this is, we've got studies.
They commission studies for everything. You know who commissions the studies? They do. And they commission it to people that, then they say, make this study turn out the way I want it to be. And there, that's that. That's how it works. Anyway, just weirdness, man. These people are, I'll put it to you this way. I predict, if you want to be a person that looks at the stock market and you want to know which way things need to go, let me just say this. The stock market, I bet on sex robots. Whoever's manufacturing sex robots, put your money into that. Oh, you, look, I got young producers, and I know you guys, you know, you got girlfriends. I get it. And I'm not even, this is not a criticism of your girlfriends, because, you know, they're beautiful ladies. But if you break up, and I'm not wishing that on you, I hope you don't. Don't be surprised if you're checking out the sex robots. And I'm not even trying to be, I mean, it is funny because I just think it's kind of interesting. But the women of today, leftist women, are forcing men to make these hard decisions about, you know what, it's just not worth it. It's just not, I mean, imagine, what would Kavanaugh be going through right now if there were a proliferation of sex robots and Kavanaugh just said, nope, I did not hang out with any girls. I had three sex robots who were my friends, and that is the extent of my experience. And by the way, they've got a chip inside of them, and you are free to get the chip and see anything that we've done. I've never touched them. You know what I mean? I mean, it may be a world where your son goes, I'm avoiding women until I marry. All I want is my sex robot. And maybe they'll just be companion robots. Maybe it's not a good thing to call them sex robots. Maybe it'll just be companion robots. It was funny. I felt sleazy when I was researching this story and they were talking about sex robots, because, you know, everybody talks about the blow up dolls from, you know, back in the old Porky's days and things like that. So I went to research this story about sex robots, and I'm going to tell you something. These sex robots, in a decade, they're going to look like all Victoria's Secret models, and they're going to probably have the ability to behave very human. And trust me, feminist, you are in big trouble, because these sex robots do not have hairy underarms, and they don't want to put you in a headlock and beat you down. Oh my goodness! There was a sex robot sex brothel that opened in Houston. Do you guys know that? Yeah. And I think it's because robot women, and I'm using my finger quotes, can't be part of the Me Too movement, and they won't complain about their sex partners. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. The government can't figure out what to do with them. Do they call them prostitutes? Can they tax them? Sex robots don't complain about the working conditions, what their male counterparts get paid in comparison, and a host of other things that feminists lament. And so this guy in Houston, Texas, you guys think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding about this. Don't look at it. I'm telling you. This is according to Fox News, you know, the people that fired me. The mayor of Houston is exploring options in an effort to restrict or regulate the first so-called robot sex brothel in the United States that's slated to open this month in the city. Now, I don't know what mayor this is, but here's what I do know. Houston, Texas, elected a lesbian mayor who was a Gestapo. I don't know if it's still her. I didn't go into that much research. But here's what she said. Sylvester Turner. So it's a new mayor, black dude, I'm sure, Sylvester. They're not that many. But outside of Sylvester Stallone, most Sylvesters are black dudes. Anyway, the mayor of Houston is exploring. This is not the kind of business I would like to see in Houston, and certainly this is not the kind of business the city is seeking to attract. What's wrong with a robot sex brothel? I mean, come on. Oh, man. His office said it is not accurate to call it a brothel and pointed out that the Yuval Gavril, the founder of Kinky, is it Kiny? It can't be. It has to be Kinky. Kinky S Doll S calls it a showroom. Gavril says customers can try out the merchandise. Oh, man. This is just too funny on so many levels to me. Anyway, he says he made the announcement telling people he wants to expand to 10 locations in the U.S. by 2020. The company opened its first location last year near Toronto, where $60 buys a half hour alone with a robot sex doll. The dolls, you can pay for them, and they're $2,500. And I'm going to tell you something. It's purely speculation on my part, purely. But I'm going to bet you that orders on sex dolls after the Kavanaugh hearing went through the roof. That's why I told you, look into it, maybe make an investment. Get over the moral aspects of it, the ethical, whatever you may be doing, and just think of yourself as making it. It's a manufacturing company, for goodness sakes. Why would a man want to risk his reputation dating a feminist when he can get himself a doll? A $2,500 investment, think about it, saves you millions. It saves you heartache if you ever decide, you're going to become something big in life. No picking up the tab at dates. No shopaholic who runs up your credit cards. I can see men ordering two or three of these bad boys. I mean, these bad girls.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we've been going around doing these, we did the first of a few of these, we call it the Kanye Effect. And we did a Grand Canyon University. I partnered with Turning Point USA. Went out there and we talked to the kids. And it was an amazing event. It was amazing. I'm going to guess and say it was around 120 kids, college age kids. And we covered three things. The Kanye effect, Kanye saying what he said. The second thing was white privilege. And the third category was criminal justice. And we used videos sort of making this whole thing go. It was really an interesting experience, and something that I don't know whether we'll make it into a film or at some point or whatever, because now I'm a filmmaker. I'm a producer. Yeah, just in case. By the way, serious business. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Tell everybody you know. You know what's cool about having this film out there? I had a friend of mine, he said, Kevin, I was out doing my recertification for his conceal and carry, former law enforcement officer. He says, I'm out in California. I mentioned the film, and a lady sheriff, or, you know, somebody worked in the sheriff's office says, I heard about this. And he goes, yeah. He goes, a friend of mine is the producer. She's like, are you really? When's it coming out? You know, when are we going to get to see it? People, it's got a lot of, you know, this organic buzz that's come around that I'm so happy to hear about. I can't wait to get this thing in wider distribution, the DVDs out there, et cetera. It's really been something so cool. And what's funny about it, get this, when I got fired from Fox, somebody goes, I said, yeah, I got fired from Fox, but hey, I still got a project I'm working on, Bleeding Blue, and I put the Bleeding Blue thing out there. And somebody goes, you probably shouldn't be putting your Bleeding Blue thing with Fox. It's going to hurt your movie. You know, and it was a leftist, you know, was trying to tell me, you shouldn't be doing that. I wouldn't market my movie with that on the heels of you getting fired. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. I'm marketing my movie because it is a great movie. I'm not ashamed of being fired. I didn't get fired because I'm not good at what I do. I got fired because, hey, we disagree philosophically on how to back each other up. And as far as I'm concerned, it's Fox's problem, not mine. Now, people can argue with me, Kevin, you might still have your job. No, I would still have my job had I done what they asked me to do. That's the difference. So, I don't care. I will figure out my life. And it won't be dictated by somebody dangling a little bit of chump change to me going, hey, looky here, little black man, looky here. No, it ain't going to happen. But anyway, around the country, people are looking at this film going, dude, we love it. Okay, great. Fantastic. So there's more to us than meets the eye. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about Kanye. So we did this event. Kids loved it. We said, it was very simple. Kanye said, It was so interesting to me because of his emotion. Here's what effectively Kanye said. He said, I made a decision to support my friend Donald Trump. He goes, the rap community put rhymes about Trump. You figured out ways to put rhymes in about him. That's how respected he is in the hip-hop community. And he says, Snoop Dogg did it. All of them did it. He becomes president, and suddenly that you can't support him. And he goes, I was warned. If you support Trump, then you're going to be ostracized and all this. And believe it or not, this is where he sort of argues that it sent him to the funny farm because he's going, man, I don't know what to think. You know, I don't want to lose what I've done and all this. And I want you to understand, this is a guy that's going, I built this empire, and I could lose it over supporting my friend. When I finally listened to the clip the way I thought I needed to listen to it, you know what I came out with? This is a guy who wanted to protect his friend. He wanted to support his friend. That's what he saw Donald Trump as. The dude that I had access to, the Mr. Hollywood cat. And now suddenly, you know, I got to be a different person. Well, what I would say to the hip-hop community and anybody that thinks that way is, really, that's how you're going to judge your friends? I'll tell you this. I had my friends call me, many of them, Kev, heard about Fox, man. You all right? I'm fine. And they go, you know, tell us about it. So a few of them, I go, yeah, I could still have my job. And I explained what I meant by that. And you know what? Every single one of them said, good for you. By the way, Kev, do you need anything? What you need, any help, any support, you name it, we will be there for you. Thank you for standing on principle. So I say to Kanye, thanks for standing on principle. He says, I got out of his rehab, whatever he went to in the hospital. He says, I wouldn't be bullied. I was telling myself, I'm not going to be bullied by the hip-hop community. I'm not going to be bullied by the media. I'm not going to be bullied by the naysayers. He used that word. I wish we had the clip. We have it on video. Maybe we'll play it another time. But he says, I'm not going to be bullied. And what he's saying is, I'm not going to be bullied into not supporting the things that I've supported. Well, how do you support a guy you know, through, well, I don't know what length of time, but Donald Trump was a big baller out there, man. They love hanging out with this dude. He opened up, Eminem and him did a whole thing together. And then suddenly he becomes president and he's a different guy. He's the same dude you liked before. But you know what you've shown? You're different. You're willing to change at a whim. So we call this thing the Kanye effect because Kanye is now, I'm telling you, they've made an enemy out of the wrong cat. Not because, I mean, Kanye's a strange dude, but I get him. I understand him. And he's saying, you didn't make an enemy out of me, leftist. You've made a warrior out of me. I'm a warrior. So he goes on SNL they didn't even show this, but it's been viral because it's Kanye, and I'm sure he'll do more with it. But he spoke to the audience, and here's what he had to say.
Try love. You see, they laugh at me. You heard them, they scream at me. They bully me. They bully me backstage. They say, don't go out there with that hat on. They bully me backstage. They bully me. And then they say, I'm in a sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'm going to listen to y'all now. I'm going to put my Superman cape on. And this means you can't tell me what to do. Follow your heart and stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed. If you want the world to move forward, try love. Thank y'all for giving me this platform. I know some of y'all don't agree. But y'all be going at that man neck a lot, and I don't think it's actually that helpful. I think the universe has balance. 90% of news are liberal. 90% of TV, LA, New York, writers, rappers, musicians. So it's easy to make it seem like it's so one-sided. And, I felt kind of free. I thought this country said I couldn't be me. I love me too.
We go. Anyway, look, I was cool on so many levels. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It was cool on so many levels because Saturday Night Live is known for lampooning us. In fact, on that show, they went after Kavanaugh. That's how crass and coarse these people are. He hasn't been through enough, so they got to double down. They tried it on me and found out I'm worse than Trump. You can do what you want to do. I'm here to fight, baby. And so now, you know what? The number of trolls that are attacking me on Twitter are practically non-existent. And of course, they've moved on. But Kanye said a lot of things there. What he was talking about, he came out with they didn't want him to wear a MAGA hat, a Make America Great Again hat. And they tried to bully him backstage. Don't wear that. He says, I'll wear it. And I don't know if you noticed, he says, he said something about, I'm here to do truth. If you don't want it, he goes, I'll listen to you. And what he was saying is, if you want to tell me your lies, fine. I'm not listening to it. And then he says, let me put my Superman cape back on. He put that hat back on. And then the guy goes, we love you, Kanye. And you know what he said? He said, I love me too. Now, in the normal vein of things, that might seem egotistical. What he was saying is, I've learned how to love myself. Let me tell you something. The most powerful thing, weapon we have against the left is learning how to love who we are and not accept the nonsense that they bring to us. The quicker that you learn to do that, the better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.